Voices have been mounting in a plea for UIF TERS, Temporary Employment Relief Scheme, to return. I mean, there were very serious capacity problems and organizational problems, and a lot of people still complain that they fully qualified and they didn't get, and other people complain that employers took the money and didn't pass it on to them. But it did provide at least some relief to literally millions of South Africans. And apparently there are negotiations between government and business, and I presume Labour as well, but I'll find out now. We're joined by Robert Lee, who's head of business for South Africa's Labour stream. Robert, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Without compromising confidentiality, what can you tell us about the negotiations as they are?
Yes. Just to fill in one gap, Labour is involved in this, and these are negotiations being conducted through MEDLAC. I mean, we have been meeting every week since the COVID crisis started. The benefit ran out on the 15th of October, but we have been continuing to press government and the UIF to do some extension of the benefit. Obviously, there are still people who are compromised and are not able to work full-time, and clearly that has been aggravated by the lockdown that we've had since sort of mid-December, plus the alcohol ban and so on. We think that, you know, when we've looked at the numbers, we think that, I mean, a very large number of people have returned to work and are back in ordinary employment. But the whole point of the scheme is to avoid people being permanently laid off or retrenched, and preserving those jobs. And we certainly think there's merit in doing that. And we think that there's sufficient funding available to continue our benefit.
The UIF reserves are substantial, Robert, I believe.
Well, you know, John, this, on a macro level, this thing has been very successful. It's paid, I think, about 56 billion rand, and that has all gone into the economy. I think that, without a doubt, that is the single largest contribution over this COVID period to of relief. At a micro level, as you alluded to, it's been a nightmare for many people, and that nightmare does continue, but we do work on an ongoing basis with the UI to try and improve their systems and to catch up with a backlog. But it has been it's a very significant contributor.
Yeah.
One thing important to note, government sometimes forgets this, but the money is workers' money.
Yeah.
It's not government money. It's just the UI administered by the government. And that's why we, between Labour and employers, we're pushing quite hard to get some kind of restoration of the benefit in some kind of form for an additional period to help us maybe ride the second wave and help people a little bit.
What are the chances? Again, you know, the negotiations, you don't want to be too specific about where the negotiations are, but perhaps you can give us an indication of the degree of optimism that some form of extended UIF TERS relief might be coming at us.
Yes, I'm reasonably positive that we'll have a good result. We've got probably a few more rounds to go, but it does require some boldness on the part of government, and it's not a clear black and white situation. I mean, one of the things that they are concerned about is the impact of permanent employment and kind of a wave of people who have already been retrenched coming to claim from the fund. And obviously that is the original purpose of the fund. We've kind of engineered the use of surpluses in the fund to pay this benefit. Those surpluses, I mean, to be fair, I've talked about 57 billion rand. The kind of surpluses have probably largely been used up, but the fund still has very significant assets. As at, I think, the end of October, it had 114 billion in assets, something in that area.
Yeah.
And if you look at the statistics for the last few months of claims, the kind of September, October period, it had come down to about between 2 to 3 billion a month. So if you extrapolated that for, say, a further 6 months, it would not massively impact on the liquidity of the fund against an asset level of about 114 billion rand.
Okay, well,
but
I mean, that's
boldness. It's not, yeah. It's not straightforward. This.
Well, it's positive that you're prepared to be that. Well, you're not optimistic, but I mean, you're saying
I am optimistic.
Yeah, okay, well, good. But then, what about? I'm thinking of perhaps the two worst affected: the restaurant wine industry, restaurants, wine farms. Okay, if this comes back, then employees can be helped. But that's no help for the restaurateur, the chef patron, who has already lost or is at risk, particularly if the alcohol ban continues for too much longer, of losing the business. What sort of discussions are going on to try and help that person, the actors, the theatrical companies, all of those people who are barely able to function because of gathering restrictions and so on? I know that there was this government guaranteed loan scheme, but that for all sorts of reasons hasn't been terribly successful.
That has not been successful. I'm not the best expert on that, but I think they said they would make 200 billion available, and the last I heard is that about 20 billion have been made available. So that has not been a successful scheme. Sadly, actors and freelancers and independent contractors have never been able to claim this benefit. So they've actually been in the cold from the beginning. The so-called gig workers have not been covered.
Yeah.
And that is a challenge. I mean, it's a real challenge. But the fund can only, legally can only cover people who are eligible to be members of the fund.
Robert, thank you very much for talking to us. I really appreciate it. Robert Lee is head of business for South Africa Labour Stream, and it's good that he's optimistic that a TERS UIF benefit might be reinstituted for a while, because it will make a difference to at least some.